الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. To carry on from where we left off yesterday, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made this month of Ramadan into three periods, three 10-day periods. The first is of Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, the second is of Maghfirat, and the third is of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And we see that there is a great, great connection with this with regard to the Akhirat also. That first, that Allah Ta'ala's Rahmat, those people who are righteous and pious, as soon as Ramadan comes, they're taking maximum benefit. Just like in the Akhirat, those who were righteous and pious, they will go directly into the Rahmat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, for which we mentioned those few incidents, how Allah Ta'ala's mercy, no hisab, no questioning in the qabr, no hisab, kitab, they go directly into Jannah. May Allah make us all of them, and Allah has given us that opportunity, and very fairly Allah has given it to us, that we make our lives like that. And really, if we live our lives like that, then maut will come like Eid. So that a person will really realize that what Eid is, the real enjoyment of meeting with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Anyway, then for those people who are sinful, so Allah Ta'ala has made the second ashra for the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. So if we just apply ourselves reasonably, we will get forgiveness. On the day of Qiyamah also, there will be many, many people whom Allah Ta'ala will forgive. And there will be wholesale forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. As we read also in the hadith, that one person will be presented, and Allah will take his case in privacy, in camera, or not in public, and Allah will remind him of all his small gunas. And he'll have no choice but to accept and admit that I hid, and he'll have no reason, no excuse for having committed those gunas also. Till he will be convinced that I have to go to the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, I've forgiven you, and not only forgiven, but I've written good deeds in place of all those gunas and sins of yours. Then that person will jump and say, Ya Allah, then I've got still plenty big gunas. When he will see that how Allah is not only forgiving, but Allah is giving rewards in it. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then he will hope that for his big gunas, he will get even more the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, there will be a lot of people who will get that forgiveness. So now is the occasion for us to get that forgiveness. And then if we get that forgiveness, we are saved from the fire of Jahannam. And if we don't get that forgiveness, and we have to go into the fire of Jahannam, then the last 10 days are the days of freedom from the fire of Jahannam. But to go to the fire of Jahannam for even one moment, just to be dipped in the fire of Jahannam, we can't even think about that. When we can't take the sting at the bite of a mosquito, the sting of a bee, and a wasp, a sting, we can't take that. And we can't imagine what the pain is if the poison of a snake, scorpion, etc. Then what will happen in the qabr on the day in the Jahannam? How terrible! So Allah is giving us, so to say, every year this such a precious month, which is filled with rewards also for good deeds. This all the freedom for in Akhirat also. We made the Ramadan, if we observe it just a little bit reasonably what we have to do, Allah will make the Akhirat for us very smooth. And then at the end, when at the end of Ramadan, also comes the night of prize giving. And then the prize giving in the Akhirat also, what Allah Ta'ala will give. And then the day of Eid, when a person will go and meet Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in Jannat, where he will see Allah Ta'ala. And there also people according to their status, there are those who will always see Allah Ta'ala. What to say about those people? Those who will see Allah morning and evening, otherwise once a week, etc. Different people will be different. And seeing Allah Ta'ala is that ni'mat, is that blessing and gift in front of which all the ni'mat of Jannat also fade away. They appear to be like nothing. We know the ni'mat of Jannat, they are unimaginable for us in this world. But in front of Allah, who is the creator of Jannat, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Allah who has created this one Jannat, Allah can create 200 other Jannats. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And how beautiful Jannat is with all its pleasure, Allah can create, Allah can much more greater ni'mat also Allah Ta'ala can put. But the being of Allah Ta'ala, all that beauty of this dunya, which is very limited, but with which we are overawed and we are overtaken by this beauty of this dunya. All the beauty of Jannat, Allah's beauty is more than that. Allah is the fountain source. All the love and enjoyment that a person has in this world, what he will have in Jannat, Allah's love and enjoyment is even more than that. So this is the month of Ramadan also, that we work and then the real Eid comes. When Eid comes, it is really not a matter of new clothes, not a matter of all the digs and the pots and food and all that, but it is really that a person has found Allah Ta'ala. So this is, and this three asharas also Allah has given us, that for those who are, and the also another aspect, that this Ramadan, we pass it properly, so that we are ready for the next Ramadan, inshallah. And that also such that we go directly into the rahmat of Allah. And we pass our Ramadan as many as Allah has fixed for us. And then in the Akhirat also we go directly into the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. There then, there is no question of forgiveness. We have gone already, we have passed that stage already. And then we are already freed from the fire of Jahannam. So we pass our Ramadan correctly, so that our Akhirat be made fully also. And the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam far exceed the favors on the other Ummah. They also have got their favors, but the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah give us tawfiq that especially the ulama to now and then read the last chapter of Mishkat Sharif, and in the other hadith kitabs also the fadail of this ummah. And for us who are not ulama also, to refer to it, it is available in English also, and see what unimaginable favors Allah has granted this ummah. So amongst them is this great favor of the month of Ramadan also. And in that also, Allah has made this three asharas also in this way. So that our Akhirat also, we can prepare for it and we get saved completely. We go directly into the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. This our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to explain that in the ayat, when Hazrat should give bayan on this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. On that, Hazrat used to say, when a person's mort will come, then there are three registers that will be opened for his name to be entered into. One is the register of the kuffar. Allah save us from that completely. That is, yeah, it is the rahmat, you're going directly into the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. That is, you are going directly into the ghazab and the lanat and the azab of Allah Ta'ala in Jahannam. Allah protect us, our progeny, our children, our family, all our connections, everyone. And for that also, together with du'as, effort also is required, that we make that effort also. And then, if then that is one register, hopefully, inshallah, Allah's mercy is closed for us all. And we should make dua and effort that it be closed for all of jinn and men also. Nobody's name goes into that register. Then of the other two registers, one is that register that you die with iman, but because of your gunas, you have to go via Jahannam to Jannah. You will be taken out, and for how long you will be there, some for a little while, some for a longer time, but then you will be taken out. Also, for this ummah again, Allah, and for the value of iman, ulama have explained that it will be that going into Jahannam won't be for ta'azib, for punishment, but it will be for cleanliness, tazkiyah, to purify the person. Like one person, a crook comes to you with a knife and he wants to kill you, stab you, cut you. And one is you go to hospital and you sign for it, that you be cut up there. And you pay for it also. And at the end you say the doctor thank you also. Hey, that is one. So that you went to hospital not for to be punished. And that if a crook gets hold of you and he deals with you as he deals with you mercilessly, and how he perhaps tortures you also, and yeah, you are paying for all that also. So for the mu'mineen in Jahannam also, it won't be like the azib, but even then, it is what is Jahannam is Jahannam. Allah save us, just the thought of it, and just to be that you went to Jahannam, that is also Allah save us. So that is the second register. And the third register is where you go with complete, where you go directly in the rahmat of Allah. Your guna, we all commit gunas, we are all khata'un, we are all gunegar, but we make tawbah. To be regular with our tawbah also. And this is also the month of the 10 days of the maghfirat which we are going through. So we should pay more attention to our getting forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And forgiveness is to ask for the wrong that we have done, that Allah forgives us. And tawbah is that azam, that firm dedication that I won't commit this guna again in the future. And Allah reward our shaykh. He should explain this point also very clearly, that even if you know you're a person that this guna you're making tawbah from, you are going to fall, you know your nature. But at that time when making tawbah, you out of that guna, be out of it. And at that time you determine, I'm not going to commit it again. That is enough for the tawbah to be accepted. Though you know my weakness is, I will fall in it again. I will commit this guna again. But at that time you determine, I'm not going to do it. That is enough for that tawbah of yours to be perfect and to be accepted and to be correct. And also, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that now in the future when you again commit that guna, then make tawbah again. And for tawbah, don't wait. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that if we are sitting in a majlis, and in that, in a bayan, majlis, or anywhere else, while driving, while walking, while working, the thought comes that this guna I'm involved in, I must get out of it. Whether it's pride, whether it's woman, whether it's money, business, wrong things, whatever it might be. At that time, don't wait that when I go to the masjid, I'll make tawbah. Or Ramzan come, then I'm going to make tawbah. Or tahajjud time. Or I'll go for my chilla, then I'm going to make my tawbah and change my life. At that moment, you make your tawbah. And Hazrat used to say that if you do that immediately at that time, before the end of the majlis, you have stood up, you have got the crown of wilayat on your head already. Allah has made you His wali at that time already, before the end of the majlis also. Afterwards, then make more tawbah, make it more strong. So Allah give us tawfiq. And Hazrat also used to give this very beautiful example, that a person who makes tawbah like this, that person, he is pure of guna. He has become a muttaqi. One who is pure, who has saved himself from guna, who is pure from guna. And Allah, Hazrat used to explain, give just example, it's not impossible to be a muttaqi, to be free of guna all the time. So we commit gunas, but you can be free of gunas all the time. Like the example Hazrat used to give, a person who is ba wudu, who stays with wudu all the time. So this person, he's a human being. It doesn't mean his wudu is not going to break. Toilet, he'll have to go. Number one. Number two, he'll pass wind. He will sleep. And the minute your eyes have closed, your wudu is broken. You made wudu before going to sleep. You made two rakats namaz also. Or you didn't make. You made wudu and straight away you went and sleep. The minute your eyes close, norm is nafi the wudu. It breaks your wudu. But as soon as you get up again, you make your wudu again. This person is called ba wudu. So just like that, a person who, he will make gunas. But when he makes gunas, don't delay the tawbah. Make the tawbah immediately. Ask for forgiveness. Determine where whatever has to be corrected between you and Allah, between you and people. Correct those matters also. And at that time, you determine also, I'm not going to commit this guna again. Then you're a muttaqi. And for such a person at the time of maut, this person's name goes in that register of those people who go directly to Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And that may be for a shaheed, for a person who dies in Ramadan also according to narrations, according to the ulama, Jummah's maut, no questioning in the qabr also. And then on the day of Qiyamah, also no hisab kitab. So Allah bless us with that. So this month of Ramadan is a month to go through this every year. And we build on it, and inshallah then, as Eid will come every year, and the reality of Eid, then the real Eid will come at the time of maut. And also Hazrat used to explain this from the ayat, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who fears Allah Ta'ala, the honorable, great position of Allah, he keeps that in place for that person, two jannat. And from Allama Alusis, Ruhul Ma'ani, and Hazrat when used to speak, it would seem that many ulama got the impression that Hazrat is hafiz of Ruhul Ma'ani and hafiz of Mirqat. Mullah Ali Qari, Rahmatullah Ali's Mirqat, how Hazrat used to quote from them. It appeared that Hazrat was hafiz of those kitabs. I asked Hazrat once also, and Hazrat explained on his own also, one of the special favors of Allah, Hazrat said upon me, that when I open the kitab, my eyes just go to these valuable points. And then I learned that ibarat there. So Hazrat used to say that the two jannats which Allah has promised, Allama Alusi has given 10 explanations what the two jannats are. And the last one he says, jannatun fi dunya. One jannat is in this dunya already. Bi huduril mawla. That you live in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That all the time, and the main place to practice this, to bring it is in namaz. When your namaz comes that you are bihudur il mawla, then that namaz becomes enjoyable. Then we can understand that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, namaz is the coolness of my eyes. Then we can understand that when you put your head in sajda, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, you get the enjoyment more than the being the owner, not the ruler, the owner of the 200 countries of the world, the whole world. You own them all. And that enjoyment, then we can understand the words of the ulama and the righteous and the pious, that you don't want to lift your head from sajda. The amount you will enjoy your sajda, you will just want to keep your head in sajda all the time. So this is that bi hudur il mawla. And for us to understand it, that when a boy gets engaged to get married to a girl, and then all the time now, it's agreed, you propose, they accept it. Now you're just thinking about the girl all the time. For example, her name is Fatima. Now you'll be reading Tasbih of Fatima all the time. Just thinking of her all the time. And not only that, but you'll go to Qari Sahib to get the pronunciation of Tha. that I can't say Fati or Fatli or Fatu, but the proper pronunciation. And the enjoyment and release you'll get of just taking the name to be Hudur-e-Fatima. You are in the, just in the thoughts of Fatima, and that is giving you so much of enjoyment. Then the day when you marry Fatima, what is your enjoyment? You are just smiling all the time. And the time when you are now alone with her, you are now in the bedroom alone with her, what to say of that enjoyment? And all the enjoyment of all the people's first night, that is more greater when we'll meet with Allah Ta'ala. So what will be that enjoyment? So this is Hudur-e-Mawla. And then, وَجَنَّةٌ فِي الْأُقْبَى. One jannat in the akhirat, بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى. When you'll meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So what will that be? So Allah has given us this month of Ramadan that we can get all this. That and also the Buzurg, the famous saying that after Ramadan, 6 months they spend in making afsos and tawbah that we did not appreciate and spend our Ramadan correctly. The rest of the time to the next Ramadan they spend in preparation to really appreciate that Ramadan. And long before they start getting ready, like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam from Rajab already, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. And which it appears that it is from before Rajab. When Rajab starts, give up barakat of Rajab, Shaban. And oh Allah, let us reach Ramadan. And also the dua that for Ramadan, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam before, that oh Allah, sallimna li Ramadan. Let us get Ramadan properly. So it is a real time that we make our Ramadan, we get our Eid, we make our Akhirat, and our Eid is when Malakul Maut will come. And then at that time, what enjoyment a person gets, as it is mentioned, that the ruh of a mu'min at that time, it is like a bird in a cage, and it's like fluttering its wings. It just wants to get out. The ruh just wants to go out of the body at that time and go to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah grant us all that out of His mercy. And in this is also the month when du'as, 24/7 du'as are accepted. And how great ways du'as are accepted. From now, when the sun will set, then Allah is asking that, what do you want? You want this from me? You want this from me? These are the things to ask Allah Ta'ala. And also, the malaika also are telling that, what do you want from Allah Ta'ala? The whole day, the fish, the birds, the insects are making dua for the Ruzedar. We are all the time just in dua. So this is the month, and this is that ashara for us to ask for forgiveness. And forgiveness also, Allah make us understand that it is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. In many ayat, Allah says that Allah forgives. And many hadith, for this action, forgiveness. For that action, forgiveness. For this you do, forgiveness. And it seems that we then take it for granted, that forgiveness. But forgiveness is a very great ni'mat. Just to refresh again, a person, for example, who has got 8-10 children, he's just an ordinary working class person. He's got his house, he has to pay rental, he has to pay electricity, water, he has to put food on the table, clothes for the children, and he really did something, a blunder at work. Whatever, he stole money, or whatever else he did, and the boss is going to fire him. And now he's worried, what's going to happen? Now, with the word being fired, he's not going to get another job, his references also, all tarnished and everything. And the boss shows some mercy and says, I've forgiven you. That's a day like Eid for that person. That boss has forgiven me. And not only that, he says that how much, whatever your wages, I'm doubling your wages. That person, he'll think I'm dreaming or something. It can't be possible. No boss will do that in this world. But Allah Ta'ala, all that wrong you did, you stole 100,000 rand from the business. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you another 100,000. This is, and in reality, Allah is that being. You make tawbah illa man tab wa amana wa amila salihan وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. All that wrong that you did already in this world, in our life now, Allah has changed it. And we know about it. Our yaqeen is on the Quran. Allah has told us in the Vedasan, the strongest source to inform us. We all like to know about the future, that what's going to happen. Allah has informed us in the Quran. So where can you get a more stronger? If a fortune teller has to tell you, that is definitely, he's telling you for his fortunes. You're not going to get no fortune from there. But what Allah is telling you is 100% correct. So Allah has informed us. And that is what a mu'min is. We a mu'min who has got yaqeen. Yaqeen. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. This yaqeen, that is a thing which is very much lacking in us also. We have to build. The hadith has said this. 100% it is like that. And the sahaba, they lived like that. They said it's impossible that what the hadith said, it can be having. We will try and take out other meanings, to try and pacify it and suit us and that. But they took it, this was the word of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the word of Allah, final. That is final and absolute. Allah give us. Then according to that also, Allah ta'ala treats us also. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Also, about that we all have heard that instance of that person who used to transport goods, and then one time the person who was going, then he took him into the jungle and he wanted to murder him there. The details who came across, that person read, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And then the third time he read it, that person came to kill him. He read, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And he couldn't kill him. He went away. And he came the second. Again he read, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Again, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Then Allah Ta'ala sent a farishta who was in the first heaven. And he came down. And he then killed that person. And he said that whenever a person reads this, then Allah's Rahmat, Ya Rahmanur Rahim, Allah Ta'ala, Rahmat comes in Jewish. So whenever a person has got any problem, just the simple we say, because it's easy to read it. But so valuable this word is. These words are, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We should read this whenever we face any problem whatsoever. Anywhere, a traffic cop stops us, or may Allah save us from hijacking, crooks coming, just read this, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So in order to make our rozas and make this Ramadan a Ramadan, we were discussing about roza of the eyes also, roza of the ears also, roza of the ears also, and roza of the mind and heart also. In that, one is a common thing that plagues, more than this plague that we are having, is a plague of weird thoughts, wasawis. Wasawis, almost everyone goes through this, all types of thoughts, and they are of different types and different categories also. So in order to, the main remedy our Buzurg show for wasawis, for evil thoughts, weird thoughts, funny thoughts that come, is just to ignore it. That is the basic thing which almost all our Buzurg say. The basic remedy is just to ignore it. And literally ignore it. Make it understand that I must just ignore it. That thoughts are coming, just ignore it. And what beautiful examples they give. One is like a person is walking on the road and a dog starts barking at him. If you pay attention to the dog, it's coming more for you. If you just ignore it, it goes away also. Also, another example, famous comedian, all different countries and different cultures got different names for him. But anyway, he enjoyed, he had a fruit tree in the front of his house, and he enjoyed that little children must come eat of the fruit. But whenever they used to come, then he used to rush out of the house and chase them away. So somebody told him, you one day must come and eat, then why are you going to chase them away? He said the psychology of a child is, if I leave them, they'll eat one, two times, they won't come. But when I chase them, they enjoy that. Then they come back again. So therefore I go and chase them, then they enjoy that again, that when the old man will come out shouting, let us go again. So like that, evil thoughts also, weird thoughts, they enjoy when you attack them. When you don't attack them, they just go away. And it's a proven remedy that just ignore it. But unfortunately, our weakness, we don't take the simple solution. If we have to go to a psychologist or something, that I'm getting I'm becoming suicidal, and I'm getting all this, still we don't go to those, psychologists and all these people, and who are we going to? According to their own statistics, the greatest number of suicides are the psychologists themselves. They are the ones, the most suicides that are committed are by them. So, and we're going to them for our solution. And for example, a person has accumulated money, and then he gets a financial advisor to how I must invest my money. If he knew, he should become rich. You're paying him one amount for his service. So much power, so much for one appointment. If he knew how to get rich, he should himself become rich. But we still fall into the same trap. And what is 100% again that yaqeen, Quran, Hadith, and the carriers of the Quran and Hadith, and the couriers of the Quran and Hadith, the ulama and the mashayikh, we don't have that trust on them. And why? When you go to them, you don't pay 1 cent also. So we don't appreciate it. There when you go, you pay through your neck. And what you paying for? For lies. For things, that if they knew, they should do it themselves. But we don't understand. So really, just to ignore, simple it is, that you just ignore whatever those thoughts are. So that is one. Also, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali also said, you have a thoroughfare. Today we call them the freeways, but not our freeways. Our freeways, a donkey cart is not allowed to come, bicycle is not allowed to come, all that. But the thoroughfares of before, a thoroughfare was that where every person was on there. A person walking is also on there, person on a bicycle is also there, with a donkey cart is also there, you with your Ferrari, you are also on that same one. Everyone is moving. Now there, while you are driving, if you are looking at another person, how he is driving, what he is doing, you are going to make an accident. And you just keep your eyes on your road. And you make sure, I mustn't get bumped by this person. I mustn't bump that person. You will be safe. So like that, your heart is a thoroughfare. Everyone will come in your heart. You don't imagine often think the donkey cart is also in your heart. And the aeroplane is also there. And the ship is also there. Everything is moving. You just keep your thoughts, just ignore all the other people. All the other things you ignore. You just watch what you have. I have to concentrate on my namaz, I must concentrate. I must concentrate on my tilawat, I must concentrate in my dua, I must concentrate. You just do that and you'll be saved from all those things. Also, this is the thing, it is a system of Allah Ta'ala that there is nowhere a vacuum. Wherever what we call a vacuum, it gets filled in with. If it's not filled with the right thing, it will get filled in with the wrong thing. So yeah, also the minute we're not giving the thought of the right thing, then the wrong thing will immediately come. And it's clear in the hadith also, that the minute you become ghafil of Allah, shaitan is sitting like a mosquito on the heart, and with his snout. He's on there. The minute he finds it empty, you're not thinking of Allah, he puts his poison in there. So you just be concentrating on what you have to do. And just avoid. And also to ignore the other things, ulama have written, don't put a lot of effort in it. Just lightly on your mind. So if you're going to put heavy effort, you'll be also getting involved. Just lightly, take it like a small matter. When we make it a big issue, a thing that is a small issue, you making it a big issue, then you getting more involved in it. You just make it, leave it, it's a small issue. So just lightly, you just turn away. Don't pay much attention also to it. And see all the, and how a person will get freedom from all these thoughts, weird ideas, wasawis, whatever, of guna, of irrelevant things, of whatever, what and what type, shaitan comes. And also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair said, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Whom Allah guides to right, Allah takes them out from zulumat. Why is that in plural? إِلَى النُّورِ, and nur is singular. Because zulumat, all the wrong things are plenty wrong things. Wasawis, there is no, the types of wasawis, there is no end. How many different types? But nur is one. So you just think of one nur of Allah Ta'ala, of our deen, and all that wasawis will just go away. So Allah Ta'ala, so that is one great remedy. And if we want to do more than that, that is the basic remedy which ulama and mashayikh show. Otherwise, like a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, we really take this also for granted, and if we pay the whole world for it, it can't be the price of a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. It is such a powerful thing, but we, our nature is human nature, that unless we are not given something very special and a big wazifa, and wazifa with difficult words also in it, and to learn it also, till then we are not happy. And we see even Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked for a special wazifa. La ilaha illallah, he felt it was too easy. Allah said, Allah showed the value of la ilaha illallah. Just like that, if we can also realize this, what we might call in our language, Allah make us maaf, simple, but these are the real things. And Allah give us that yaqeen on these things here. Ad-deenu yusr. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr, wa la yuridu bikumul usr. Allah wants to make things easy for us. Deen is easy. So, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim has got great. Bismillah. What great power Bismillah has got. Ulama have written what kitabs on the virtues of Bismillah. And really there is no doubt what great virtues. All the sunnah du'as, 100% Allah give us the love and the tawfiq. When you locking your door, just Bismillah is such a great thing. More than all the insurance in the world. When you start your car, Bismillah. When you press your button, locking your car, Bismillah. That is Allahu Akbar. All the du'as, 100%, we must read our du'as. But just Bismillah is such a great thing. Allah give us, and our deen is easy. Everyone knows Bismillah. Everyone knows La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. All this. So, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When a person says La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, what a system comes into operation. Unseen system of Allah, which is more yaqeenan, more definite, more stronger, more powerful than what our systems come. There are many machines, you just press your button, you put in your money there, you press your button, a washing machine for example, laundromat, and then it starts working and it will do its cycles and it will warm the water, it will take out the cold water, the dirty water, bring in fresh, whole cycle goes on. And other big things, what and what happens, the whole system starts working. Many museums, they've got such things in operation there. But you put your money in, you press your button, and the whole big thing starts working. Wallah, just la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and what a system of Allah Ta'ala comes into operation. You said it on the first year, on the earth, on the arsh, Allah Ta'ala says, aslama abdi wa staslama. You just said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah declares, aslama abdi wa staslama. Aslama, abdi in qada. Allah is announcing, my banda has become obedient to me. Wastaslama, wa taraka al-inada. And he has given up disobedience now. And our Shaykh explains in his Hazrat's beautiful, unique way that Allah has announced, my Banda has become righteous and pious, and he has given up disobedience, gunas. But he's still involved in guna. The Malaika looked like with surprise to Allah. Allah said, that my Banda has become obedient. Then Allah's ghairat comes into power. Allah's self-honor and respect and possessiveness comes into power. I said this, and Allah blocks you then from guna. So we must just carry on, and Allah will block that. And what an example also our Shaykh gave for that. For example, your two-year-old child playing with the neighbor's child, and little children round about that age, they like to eat sand also. And now the wife told the husband that you must concrete the whole place, put pavers, all the sand here. My son, my child is eating sand, it's unhealthy for him. Now in the nave, so the children are small, but they also, their brains work above, further, faster ahead of the law also. Now this law was made, but they think, now he tells the neighbor's child, when you come in the morning, you must come with sand in your pocket. Now the mother has to put on custom desk, and she customed the child first, search him, he didn't bring some sand. So Allah Ta'ala, when you say, Allah Ta'ala will block, put blockages now. Now that guna, then Allah will make it. Just carry on reading the La Hawla Wa La Quwwata. Allah will take out the desire of guna. One is that you don't want to go, you know it's wrong, you admit, but you're falling into it. You are getting involved in it. Then Allah Ta'ala will block it. Then Allah will bring it, that the desire goes out. Then Allah will bring that stage just by La Hawla. Allah will bring that stage that the gunas you love, your sports you couldn't stay away from, your politics you couldn't, though you got nothing to do with, and nobody's going to listen to you. Not even from the peanut gallery, but the way you are acting like you're the biggest politician in the world, giving advice not only to the president of the country, but who and what use of it? Nothing whatsoever. Allah will block. Now you, that the hatred of those things will come. Just to take the names of those things, and the enjoyment of Quran will come. The enjoyment of Deen will come. Just these simple, what we call simple, but really they are the most powerful. And that yaqeen will come, that is the greatest thing. That my deen, this is absolute. There is nothing else but the deen of Allah. And the deen as Allah has sent it, not with all our explanations and that we must explain this hadith like this, because then people will lose their iman, or you must explain that ayat like that. No, the actual proper meaning, a person will accept it wholehearted. Allah give us tawfiq. This is the month really to acquire all this. And then see, our dunya is made, our akhirat also is made. And inshallah, direct to Jannah. No problem whatsoever. By the time of mort also, qabr also, no problem. Allah in His fadl and kindness, we are the worst of the worst. Allah is the best of the best. Allah is the most kind. We are full of sun. La ilaha illa anta. Oh Allah, it's only you. Subhanak. You are pure. You are clean. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am the wrongdoer. I am full of filth and dirt. You are pure. And then see the help of La ilaha illa anta. How it comes also. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.